From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to, quote, take care of the North Korea problem after the country's latest ballistic missile launch, the first after a two-month hiatus, which his Pentagon chief said was the highest yet, signifying an expanded threat. Indeed, nuclear weapons expert David Wright with the Union of Concerned Scientists said the range was very significant.
It looks like the kinds of tests North Korea was doing earlier in the year, which was to shoot things on a very, very high lofted trajectory that would come down in the Sea of Japan rather than overflying Japan. If you look at how high it went and figure out how far that would go if you shot it on a normal trajectory, it's very, very long. It looks like they could essentially cover the entire continental United States with it.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump said, quote, I will only tell you that we will take care of it. Shortly after he spoke, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said diplomatic options remain viable and open, but they now appear to be further away than ever before. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on Wednesday in reaction to North Korea's latest test. Speaking to reporters early on Wednesday, hours after the missile dropped into the Sea of Japan, Abe reiterated that Japan would not back down against any provocation and promised to push for increased pressure on North Korea through sanctions. Residents have been fearful after previous North Korean tests sent missiles into Japanese airspace. You can get more information online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is releasing a new report showing the fight against malaria is losing ground. We get more from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Many countries are moving toward eliminating malaria, among them Madagascar, Senegal, and Zimbabwe. But a WHO report warns that in others, progress has stalled. Malaria cases increased by more than 20% from 2015 to 2016 in 8 African countries, including Rwanda, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the same time, funding for malaria prevention and treatment has levelled off, reaching $2.7 billion in 2016, less than half of the 2020 target. Without better funding and more effective rollout of tools to tackle malaria, the progress made in recent decades could be undone. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The plight of migrants in Libya was the focal point of a UN Security Council meeting Tuesday after the U.S. television network CNN aired shocking footage of African migrants apparently being sold as slaves in that country. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Footage that aired last week sparked international outrage, including protests in Europe and Africa. Young men from Niger and other sub-Saharan countries were shown being auctioned off as farm workers for about $400. The UN envoy recommended the Council impose targeted sanctions against individuals implicated in human trafficking and suggested that perpetrators could be referred to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said some 17,000 migrants are in detention in Libya, and many more are being held by smugglers and traffickers who are protected by militia groups. He said the United Nations has secured the release of about 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees this year. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meanwhile, a Libyan militant was convicted Tuesday of terrorism charges stemming from the 2012 Benghazi attacks that killed the U.S. ambassador and 3 other Americans. But a federal jury found him not guilty of murder, the most serious charge associated with the rampage he was accused of orchestrating. The attack became instant political fodder in the 2012 presidential campaign, with Republicans accusing the Obama administration of intentionally misleading the public and stonewalling congressional investigators, though officials denied any wrongdoing. Some were particularly critical of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's handling of the conflict. Bolivia's constitutional court on Tuesday authorized leftist President Evo Morales to run a fourth term in 2019, even though the country rejected that move in a referendum just last year. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.